lost in the light tonight on WMFO tonight with Mickey D. Mikey? Or is it Mickey? Mikey. Sorry, Mickey. I love you, bud. Staring at us right now. Are we gonna roll on?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is a banger, so let's have some fun with this. This is called Let's Roll On. Song here coming up, and I believe we're gonna wrap it after this one. And this is sort of a very fun song, and we want to thank you for your attention, your consideration. We're a new band on the scene. As I said, we're the Northern Line. You can find us on all the intertubes and all the interwebs, and we are introducing ourselves tonight to you, and it's a pleasure. We'll see you November 23rd with Magic City and a few other awesome bands that I can't think of off the top of my head, but we're gonna have a party and you should be there. The Jungle, Somerville, in it, Saturday, November 23rd, Madford. We are so mad for it. And give me a second as I take my guitar off for this song, because this is I'm gonna dance for this, and you should be happy you can't see me.
Dance it out, man. Dance it out.
You gotta feel the music, man.
I wanted to just, I know we'll get a chance to introduce everyone, but on the drums, McG.
Woo!
We got Joshy McJoshy Pants on Professor of the Low End Theory tonight. We have Mike Mungo Ackley tickling my ivories. And then we have Mateus tearing up the strings on the geet. And I am Bill Vox, and we are the Northern Line. And we want to be free.
The Northern Line, everybody. Huge thanks to them for joining us in Studio D for a fantastic performance. For now, though, what say we get right back into it with some local goodies as we wait for the room to get slightly more occupied, potentially. Here's new from Ex-Hyena with A Secret to Protect. another fine little miniature block of songs in that last, well, exactly what I just said, miniature block. Brand new from X-Hyena with A Secret to Protect off their new record A Kiss of the Mind. Following that, another brand new one from Oh the Humanity with their song Gutted. And you may or may not notice, I mean, you literally can't notice because this is an audio medium and you don't have access to the visual aspect of things here, but the room is slightly more occupied than it was before, as the various members of the Northern Line have joined us in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves real quick?
Hello, thank you so much. This is Bill Vox from the Northern Line.
Hello, it's Josh McGee.
What's going on? This is Matt, Northern Line, guitar.
Now then, this is Mike.
This is Mick G, drums.
Fantastic. So, like, first thing off the bat, when I was learning about you guys before, you know, I actually got to hear the performance.
Yeah.
The the emphasis on an interest in like Madchester, that sort of that sort of dance rock from that particular scene. And I could definitely hear it a lot more like in the performance. Like I could definitely pick out like not just like Stone Roses, but like Primal Scream, Happy Mondays, those sorts of stuff. I presume those are like just key influences for you guys.
Those are all like colors that I think we love and draw from our palette that kind of we use clearly if you listen to us, for sure.
Yeah, definitely a lot of that, very garagey in a lot of places too, but I feel like it's just kind of impossible to not be like influenced by garage rock in the Boston scene. It's kind of inescapable.
Totally. And I think Matt, you really put this well.
Yeah, essentially we tried to kind of marry the Madchester kind of vibe that you're talking about, Primal Scream, with the really modern sound of Boston right now. We want it to be topical and feel like it's new while recycling some of the ideas that these dance bands came up with and, you know, brought to the fore, right?
For sure.
Totally.
And you know, music, I mean, rock and roll, what? Back to the 50s was all about dancing, you know, and moving. And I feel like it's so easy to forget to have fun, you know, and I think a lot of that is nice to dial back in, especially when it's just been a strange few decades, I guess.
You know? Yeah, no kidding. I was going to point out that, like, just based on the stuff that we did here tonight, there seems to be, like, sort of an emphasis on, like, palpable joyousness that's sort of going on with your music, which honestly is kind of refreshing in a lot of ways. There's not a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
Going on.
It's easy to be navel gazing, and you know, I think too, I think if we all reflect on previous musical projects, we probably were even doing that a lot more. And I think there's something about what we're doing where there is a joy. I think when we hit on things, when we write, when we explore sounds, be it bass, drums, guitar, keys, it's about saying yes. I think a lot is about, in this world, is about saying no to things, and it's about saying yes to those instincts and embracing that joy, right?
Mm. Yeah. I get that. Like I get
could be
that.
Speaking rubbish, but like, but I think the guys agree.
No, I get what you're saying, and like it's sort of cloaked in sort of like it's saying yes and like that sort of positivity without like being overly like. You know, get into like you don't sound like a party band necessarily.
No, I mean, not yet.
Well, I mean, anything could be a party band to any party if you think about it.
For sure.
But so, like, it sounds like this band was like a real catharsis in a lot of ways.
Yeah, getting back to writing, getting back to playing music, it's been definitely cathartic.
For sure. Yeah, Mark.
I think there's just something great about just deciding collectively that the point is to have a good time, right? Like, we're about making music to let people dance and express themselves and just get into that vibe, and just to do that overtly, not just accidentally. Oh, we've got one catchy song, but to say that's the plan.
Yeah,
is to can somebody be dancing? Whether it's fast or slow, you know. Every once in a while, we give you a break, but in general, you know, we want to keep you moving.
Hmm. There's something kind of refreshing about that, I feel like, in a lot of ways.
Oh, for sure. I think, too. I mean, hopefully for the people that discover us, you know, as I said, we're a new band. We're you know, our first single was released in October, just a couple weeks ago, called Lightning Strikes. And that one particularly, you know, embracing the hips, like with the bass and the drums, really letting that kind of, and draw that line from that 60s garage mod vibe up through the 90s Brit pop rock and into modern way. And I think that was our goal, and to do that is fun, right?
So touch upon like dance punk at any point. That whole movement from like the aughts, that was my bread
and butter.
That was my bread and butter.
Oh, I mean,
up.
I think we're
all
into that.
All those acts like Block Party.
Oh, totally.
And,
I love Block
Does
Party.
Does It Offend You? Yeah. Kaiser Chiefs, those kind of stuff.
And Kaiser Chiefs is a band that really does it well. That you can tell that they graduated from the Manchester School of Music, if you will, or Madchester School of Music, where, you know, they're drawing on some of that and then making it their own. And that's what we hope to do.
Fantastic. I mean, sounds like you couldn't ask for a better debut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
We're really excited about it. It's, you know, the first of hopefully many. We've got a few other songs recorded and just doing the final touches on them, but we're really excited about it.
Is there like an album in the works or anything, or is it just going to be trickling out as singles or something like that?
Well, sort of, yes. We started with figuring, okay, let's do a 4-song EP, and as we got into it, we're like, you know, we want to really spend time on each of these songs and make sure it's just right, and there's really no rush, and so let's just release these as singles and just see where that takes us. But obviously you heard tonight, you know, we've got, you know, another, you know, a bunch of songs beyond that. So we'll probably do another batch of four afterward. And, you know, whether we eventually collect it all into some sort of cohesive piece or if we just leave them as singles, who can say?
Yeah, I mean, the way the music industry has sort of turned into now, it's basically a singles game a lot more than anything. Singles
really
and EPs.
Is. I think navigating that's one of the things as we consider. But as McGee said, you know, we want to take our time and have fun with it and make sure those songs have that joy in them of, you know, and make people want to move, and that lightning that strikes when we're playing comes through in the recording, so people can enjoy it and get into it. And we're just, I think we've been overjoyed with the response we've had to some of the reviews and comments and messages we've had on our first track, and we're just excited for the future with music, you know, and what we're doing.
Very nice. Apart from the singles, what else is coming up the pike? Like, I know you mentioned you've got that show at the Jungle. Is there anything else like popping up soon?
Yeah, we have some things in the pipeline, but definitely the Jungle show. And Josh, I don't know if you want to talk about it a little bit.
Love the Jungle, fantastic venue.
We want to focus on that first, and then we have some other things we're working on, some special nights that hope to in 2025, because I know...
Yeah, we could definitely use some music in 2025.
I think 2025 is going to be a big year for people needing some of the Northern Line in their lives, yeah.
Yeah, so for the Jungle show in Union Square, you know, we've got the Magic City... Some friends of ours opening up the night. We're on after that, and then there's Three True Outcomes and Gold Rush. So it's a fun packed night. Some great music.
Yeah.
Saturday in Union Square. Where else would you want to be?
Yeah, exactly, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good spot to be, Union Square.
It's great to be.
And I can't stress enough, the Jungle is like one of the, like a rad venue. Probably one of the last, like, you know, that level venues that of like real quality in the Boston area, unfortunately.
Yeah,
totally. And you know, it's a place where you know, kind of fun really bounces off the wall in there, and you can have a great time. You know?
It does. Yeah. It does kind of have that vibe, that very sort of chill, but also, like, it's actually a really good venue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
At great the same sound. Time.
Long and narrow room, so you get everyone kind of packed in there a little bit. It's really fun. It's nice to be there in the audience. Nice to play it.
Hmm. Was there anything else like popping up down the line, or is it pretty much just back to songwriting at this
point? I think, you know, we, as you've heard tonight, we have a bunch of songs. It's You know, we're testing these lives. We have some shows we'll be planning in 2025, more recording, more releasing music videos, fun stuff like that to kind of really dial in that vibe.
Yeah, mix in the next single, which targeting, you know, probably February for a release for that.
Yeah.
So spending
very nice
some time through the holidays, just buttoning that up. We recorded and produced this ourselves. So
yeah, the holidays are probably the time to, like, you know, do all that, like, post-production stuff.
You really think like, spend get all some that time with of. It and just settle in, make sure everything's buttoned up and
I feel like that's kind of a dead time for, like, you know, live performance anyway, for the most for the most part.
Yeah. And, like, with families and life and everything going on around that time, there's and you know, people are really looking at the music of the last year or two and what's hot, and then
taking stock.
Yeah, totally. And there's always the greatest songs of 2024, and, you know, I would say Lightning Strikes is one of those for me.
There you go.
Not to be hyperbolic.
Not
anything,
to be hyperbolic, which I am completely hyperbolic. Chomp, 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 cigar, yeah. But I think 2025, I mean, we're really looking forward to the year ahead. And I think it's going to be a great time. I mean, there are venues out there we're looking forward to playing, getting a part of. We're friends with a lot of great bands. There's a great scene here in Boston, and we're like thrilled to be a part of it, but also looking forward to having just epic nights with these other bands and friends of ours, and to take these songs out there to people.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Quick, like, go around the table real quick before we cut out the interview real quick. Just because, like, this talk of, like, best of 2025 just sort of just popped this into my head. Just, like, real quick around the table, what's, like, been one of your favorite, like, music things for, like, this year? Since we're coming up on the end. I only have this on my mind because I only finally sat down to listen to that new The Cure album a while ago. Oh. It is tremendous.
I'm like, waiting to, like, get a block of window to listen to that. I love The Cure so much, and I know McG does. There's a band I really like that I can't tell people enough about that marries a lot of some of the stuff we love, called Afflecks Palace out of Manchester, UK. They're a really great indie band who's played a lot of great shows, and I really like what they're doing there, and that would be a band I would love to play with sometime, you know, when we make our UK tour. But that's a band for me that's been
exciting. So that's definitely something that's in the cards.
the gauntlet is thrown down. Come on, guys.
We're manifesting it.
You're putting it out into the universe. Yeah. You're putting it on your vision board.
I mean, if Oasis needs an opening act that's not Cast or Richard Ashcraft, we're here. Guys, anything that you guys really excited about? Any songs or bands this last year?
One thing that I've enjoyed is out of the UK is a rapper called Masterpiece. He's pretty cool. So it's kind of some indie UK, you know, grunge rap kind of type, like the Streets type of sound. That's
like that
cool
kind of grime sound.
Yeah, it's been good this year.
Yeah, I'm digging the new Kasabian album. Mm.
Oh, I didn't know Kasabian had a new album out this year.
This year, Happenings.
Mm. I'll have to look that up.
It's really good.
Been a bit since I've listened to Kasabian. That was another band that was definitely very into, from like a big WFNX band.
Oh yeah, totally.
They hugely drew on the Manchester scene, right?
Absolutely.
Very kind of Stone Rosesy.
Totally.
Big fan.
Go Leicester.
And a good band live too. Mike and I saw them. Yeah.
That's the thing. Mercy Ruin locally released an EP this year that's actually fantastic. If you like the Northern Line, it's quite similar to our sound.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Gotta get a show with them.
Yeah. I think most of their stuff was actually from last year or previously, but I didn't discover them until this year. Cafune, they've got a single Tech It and really cool EP and album that I discovered this year, and it's I think they're from Brooklyn. It's a nice kind of pseudo shoegazy dream poppy kind of thing. They're a duo, and that's what I've been listening to.
Very nice. Any parting messages you want to leave the On the Town with Mikey D audience before we get back to get back to some local goodies?
Yeah, I mean, it's one, thank you for listening. It's great to be here. It's great to be a guest. I love it here. I love the station. It's such a joy to play here and just introduce ourselves to the wider Boston audience, too, and say hello.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for listening to local music.
Very rad. The Northern Line, everybody. What do you say we get back to some local music? Here's brand, technically not brand new since it came out in October, but it's new enough, from Phantom Ocean with Carfax Abbey.
One. shooter envy. Tell me what you damaged, boy. Why you trying so hard to offend me? It's written on your face, a clear-cut case of mass shooter envy. Wrap around sunglasses and a pickup truck. Gonna drink his Budweiser till he can't get it up. He's a creep. He's a dumpster fire. He's a self-made man from the Uptown Clan. Gonna take back his country, make the swamp white again. Doesn't even know he's his own best satire. For real, what you damaged for? There's only one thing it can be. It's written on your face, a clear-cut case of mass shooter envy. Tell me what you damaged, boy. Why you trying so hard to offend me? It's written on your face, clear-cut case of mass shooter envy.
We see that fascism is a process. It's something that grows and develops. It's like a cancer. It starts attacking one group of people, but like a cancer, it begins to spread out with a fatal rapidity. And eventually, like a cancer, it destroys everything around it.
Real what you damaged, boy. Why you trying so hard to defend me? On your face, a clear-cut case of mass shooter envy. Real what you damaged, boy. There's only one thing it can be. It's written on your face, a clear-cut case of mass shooter envy.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
There's nothing left laid to claim. your life, you have to know that it's never, ever going to be okay.
We lift our hearts, millions of minds joined as one. We're salvaging for parts now that the damage is done. We drift apart, there's nothing left laid to claim. Straight back to the start.
Even though we are
fine block of music as we wind things down in the final hour of the program. Starting things out, we had Phantom Ocean with Carfax Abbey. Following that, Eddie Dyer into Mass Shooter Envy. Fatigue with Feudal Age. Briny with I Don't Want to Forget. And the Analogs with Will I Ever Learn. This is about rounding things up for On the Town with Mikey D as we head to our last song. Why don't we make it a long one with a special one from Northampton natives Boy Harsher, who obviously have gone on to much greater things. Here's their track Pain. For now, though, thank you very much for tuning in to On the Town with Mikey D. And we'll see you next week, every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. I myself will be here next month. I'm your hostess, Lils, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.